Next, we have Gamma Man with Just Walk.
I have a friend that's been here a while. They kinda just appeared and stuck by my side. They kinda make me nervous, but that's alright. Their name is Gloopy. Going on a little walk today, eh? Planning our work through the waterways. I'll be walking around with my slimy friend. Walking around with a slimy trail. We'll pass by the baseball green. On the way to Pinewood Falls. Then we'll rest on the edge of the cliff. Then we'll walk home.
Distance, my dear friend, thank you so much for introducing us to your friend Gloopy. They remind me of Flubber, but without the flying. I mean, the choruses or drops or whatever you want to call them, they're lovely. There's a lot to parse here, and, you know, there's all these chiptune-y sounds. There's some really subtle piano-like sounds kind of in the back that I think are really cool and could have come up some more. And there are a lot of moments where the vocals get buried by all the other cool shit that's going on. My first listen, I loved this so dearly, but I was following along with the lyrics. And when I don't have them in front of me, I have no clue what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, I think I have some of the same notes. I do like the Gloopy introduction, and I like all the bleeps and bloops. I have this sense that we're navigating a video game, and maybe that's some of the chiptune sounds, but I feel like places like Spacewalk Bridge and Pinewood Falls are like part of the level that we're walking through. And, you know, all the different song sections, they all sort of sound unique and distinct with lots of layering, which kind of at times leave me feeling uneasy and off balance. And I think that's the point. And, you know, in the individual sections of the song, they're each sort of disorienting in their own way. And while that the drop sections have, you know, the repeated lyrics, which kind of moors me a little bit, I feel like that everything is so different that I never fully get my bearings in the song, and maybe that's the point. You know, and I tried to think of what I would suggest for distance here, and I thought, would it kill him to put in a guitar solo? There's not
them.
A guitar anywhere on this song.
Them.
Oh, them. Yeah, excuse me. Which made me think that maybe I'm too old for this music.
No, I think you're right. A guitar solo, a clav, an arpeggiator, backing vocals. No, I thought this was pretty weird, and I thought it had these dubstep beat characteristics, but mostly without the telltale synth sounds and samples that you use in dubstep. And I think that's being interpreted by everybody else's chiptune, which maybe that's just something that I need to listen to a little bit more of. All in all, though, this song didn't have all that much for me, and kind of like Chumpy was getting at, the oft-repeated feeling uneasy line is a little too reflective of my experience of listening to this song. And I'm not very fond of the parts where the drums go away for a few beats between song sections. You know, I'm more of a drum fills guy than a drum break guy, where it's like, okay, this, you know, part of the song is going to stop and we're not going to have any drums or anything, and then we're going to move on to the next part of the song. You know, it sort of separates them out like that. It's kind of like the unmooring that the Chumpy described. I think maybe that's part of it, that instead of a flow, it breaks and then it goes on to the next thing, and then it breaks and then it goes on to the next thing. So yeah, Chumpy wants a guitar solo. I want fills. I want drum fills. So I want.
And I am really happy with everything except the mix. And, you know, I also wanted to touch on something else that's interesting. You know, Chumpy and Ryan here have like, well, I think more Chumpy has like addressed this as like sounding like a video game song. And Distance and I kind of share this unique perspective where chiptune is its own genre that doesn't have to be attached to video games. Because I grew up without those video games, but hearing those sounds in things like Kesha. And also, I did have a phase where I got into chiptune, but I was like the only person in the forum I was active in who didn't play video games. I was just in it for the sound. So, Ryan, if you want some chiptune suggestions, I have at least one really good album I would suggest you check out and put on, at least in the background. It's kind of post-rocky. It's called Future Towards the Edge of Forever, and it is by a band that is currently called Infinity Shred. They used to be called Starscream, so I'm not sure how to look it up these days, but highly recommend anybody who's looking to get into more chiptune check that out.
Cool.
I will definitely check that out. Do they have vocals?
No, they do not have vocals.
See, that's the thing. It's like I've listened to plenty of chiptune that I've been disappointed at because it doesn't have vocals. Like Rain Watt, for example, has albums of chiptune stuff that is all just instrumental. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, I go to Rain Watt for her lyrics and her vocals. And I mean, she's also an excellent... are you familiar with Rain Watt at all?
Not at all. I will say this album does not have vocals. It does have guitar and drums.
Okay. Rain Watt might be right up your alley. Just okay. Because,
how do you spell that?
I think it's just rain, like rain, you know, fall. And then Watt, I think, is W-A-T-T.
Okay, I need to put that in a different note than my songs. One second. Yeah. I don't want that to just end up at the bottom of my reviews and people be like, what the hell is this? And then listen to the podcast and say, oh, yeah,
you
that's
know,
where that came
Ryan,
from.
Ryan, this reminds me, we really need podcast notes. And I think I'm going to add some this time around. And I'll put a link to Rain Watt's Nurein performances that were so good.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Was she Nurein or was she also...
I remember her from Nurein, but she, I think, is a songfighter too.
Okay, yeah. So, like, she has, you know, great music, great vocals and everything, and then also has instrumental chiptunes. So that's why I'm kind of thinking, like, well, this might be really, really your type of thing. So who knows? Mm-hmm. Anyhow, yeah. I'll probably not check out what you recommended.
Valid.
I don't know.
Maybe someone else who's listening will, you know, in our, I'm told it's single digit listenership.
Yeah.
Mid single digits, man. We're getting up there. Plus, no, but like I have heard some chiptune that like the Pettit Project has done, and that's kind of more my style, but that's probably not a lot of other people's styles. So if anybody has ideas for chiptune stuff with good, interesting vocals, then yeah, email Chumpy.
Not Ryan. All right.